It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five. Let's go. Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Our new horn section in there. Just jamming. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number five.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson announced he is stepping down as superintendent. News conference today, a couple hours before the police spokesman confirmed the speculation that the 59-year-old will be retiring.
So reducing these shootings in the city that I love has been one of the greatest accomplishments of my career. And it's with that in mind that I want to announce my retirement today. It's time for someone else to pin these four stars to their shoulders. These stars can sometimes feel like you're carrying the weight of the world. But I'm confident that I leave CPD in a better place than when I became superintendent.
Wow. And the other thing that came up was in a one-on-one interview we did with Ben Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a pretty startling revelation.
You know, I had a family member killed by a Chicago police officer, you know, when I was a teenager. Yeah. You know, so I know what that feels like. You know, I've just never talked about it much because I don't want to rip that Band-Aid off for my cousin. You know, so I'm acutely aware of the racial divide that's been involved in this city for decades.
Also said he remembers seeing his dad handcuffed when he just went outside to see what was going on when there were police in his neighborhood, and said that he's the kind of kid who he could have gone against the city, against the police, but chose to be part of the solution.
Right.
Really remarkable speech and heartfelt today by the superintendent.
And he took over in a really difficult time. He took over in the teeth of the Laquan McDonald protests and the beginning of the revelation of all the information around that, and then had to be the superintendent during the trial of
right.
Jason Van Dyke, the police
no
officer.
No question. A difficult time for the city.
Had to bury four police officers
yep.
in 1 year. Last year, it was a really, really, really. It was a very tough run, and like all these guys who serve, and you know, sure, people have their opinions or criticisms of any of these guys who do it. But unless you, as he pointed out, you put on that uniform every day and you go out and you walk a beat like Chicago police officers do, patrolmen do, as sergeants and detectives and all the rest of the people up and down the line, including the civilians who have to manage all of the technology and all the other things that go on in the Chicago Police Department, but the person who's got that those four stars on their shoulder, they bear the entire responsibility for everything, and they have to answer to a mayor who often is like a cartoon character, screaming, blue-veined at, you know, what have you done to my city? It's a very, very stressful, very, very difficult job, and I'm going to be very, and I think we should all give Eddie Johnson great thanks.
Great thanks for
what he did.
His career of service.
Right.
31 years, Chicago police officer and superintendent at a very difficult time.
Right. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Cam Newton's days with the Panthers appear to be numbered. Oh, I'll take him. Wait, do we get him? Carolina on Tuesday placed the veteran quarterback who's been dealing with an injury in his left foot. Has been placed on injured reserve, and the Newton rumor has yet to really take shape here. But Stephen A. Smith, you know, this is, if there's ever a guy who's going to jump to a conclusion.
I think that the Chicago Bears should trade for Cam Newton. They need somebody with that moxie. They need somebody with that athletic ability. They need somebody with heart. They don't need somebody that's still recovering from being booed. The mental makeup. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Mr. Trubisky. I'm just
calling it like I see it.
The mental makeup that he seems to have does not seem to be made for Chicago. I think somebody like Cam would be better. I think he needs a fresh start. I think Carolina already has it. With Kyle Allen, you roll with that.
What are the chances we get Cam?
Well, it's not going to be this year. He's on injured reserve, but he signed
through. We'd put him in a cast. He'd be just as good.
Yeah, maybe next year, but definitely not happening this year.
What do you think about that?
I mean, sure, I guess. I mean, it just seems like people are grasping for anything at this point.
Yes.
Because of how bad the offense has been. It really feels to me, like, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Mitch Trubisky is a game one starter next season. I really wouldn't. Because Pace and Nagy and Trubisky are all tied together here. And, like, even this season, there's no point of putting Chase Daniel in. There's not. You might as well ride this out. It's not like you really have that much hope, Chase Daniel.
But you don't have a first-round pick for next year. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do you any good to tank. Right?
Well, I don't think they're going to tank. I'm just saying, if they put Chase Daniel in, I mean, you think he's going to lead you to 8 straight victories and get you into the playoffs? Not going to happen. So, you know, I think it's an option to explore next year for sure. Yeah. Former MVP.
Super Bowl appearance, right?
Super Bowl appearance.
Chunky soup.
Chunky soup.
You know, when you get the chunky soup commercial, and he's also a yogurt guy.
That's big. Yogurt's good
yogurt's
for you.
Nice. He's got the
he eats well, maybe.
Nutritional benefits.
Sure. It's got the stuff in it that you know, makes you go to the bathroom better.
Fiber.
No, it's got whatever, acidophilus.
Probiotics.
You
know,
thank you. Probiotics. I knew I could always.
That's just, it just is good bacteria for your gut.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes you go to the bathroom.
Well, it did for me.
It just aligns everything.
Yeah,
please tell us more.
Well, yeah, it calmed things down. I don't know. It's like a whole thing.
How do we get Cam Newton to Rose bathroom habits. Lovely. He took the acidophilus, and for him, it was a bathroom nightmare.
I'm just saying that Cam Newton changed my colonic outcome. That's all I'm saying.
So you're already a fan.
I'm a fan. Right. I've always been a fan of his. I think I watched him his entire career. I watched him going back to college. Right? I mean, remember, there was a little controversy about his dad and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was in college and he was graduating, and there was all kinds of stuff. Right? When he was coming out, was, you know, were they talking to agents before they were supposed to be talking? Now it's all okay. There are no rules anymore about anything. But Cam Newton is a little on the older side, but, you know, I think that's a guy that can take you somewhere. He certainly can. He can connect the ball. See, the ball, let me just give you an example. When the ball's in Cam Newton's hand and then he throws it, it often ends in the hands of the receiver, or at least near the receiver, within a couple feet of the receiver, which is, I think, if you're within 2 feet, it's a lot better than what we're seeing now.
I think a ton depends on what happens these final 8 games. Because if they do show hope and they do show signs of you know, flashes like we saw last year, does that give enough faith to Ryan Pace in Matt Nagy and Mitch Trubisky? So, I mean, it's kind of sad that the next 8 games is an evaluation process rather than all of us pulling for the Bears to win.
The Bears are going to have some money to spend because they're not going to be spending any money on a first-round pick.
What about Tom Brady? Has anyone thrown his name out there yet? I'll go ahead and do that.
Yeah, the Los Angeles Chargers have thrown out his name.
Somebody did on one of these dumb hot take shows on ESPN. Did
it's
throw that
still
idea
out there.
Yeah.
Not for the Bears, though. He's not coming here. He's going to L.A.
Well, that was what somebody threw out there.
Yeah, but they're wrong. He's going to L.A. Cam Newton, because that was the big story, that he's looking at a place in L.A.
Really?
Yeah. Did you
I like how you're following all the Tom Brady stuff. I didn't get the Google alert on that, so thank you.
You're welcome. And Cam Newton's coming here now. This is my plan.
It's all coming together.
That's all coming together. What could possibly go wrong? You know what? I got the whole thing figured out. Let's find out what's happening in the 3-2-1. But first, we have to find out what's happening on the roadway. Here is Lauren Lapka. Top 5 of 5 continues. We have work 2.
Number 3.
Every person takes road rage differently. Some respond to the blast of the horn, others to the flick of a finger, some like this woman you're about to hear, answer in a way that leaves the receiver as well as the internet in a bewildered state. A woman was recently captured on camera verbally attacking a Lyft driver and the passenger, Chelsea Klein, on New York City's West Side Highway. The unidentified woman who claims the driver cut her off has become the latest target of social media after Klein's video racked up millions of views since its posting.
I'm sorry, really sorry.
You are?
No, it's my fault.
It is your fault.
Yeah, I know it's my fault. That's why I'm saying sorry.
She thinks it's cute that her driver almost hit my kids, and she thinks she needs to take a video of it instead of apologizing like a saint.
So stopping in the middle of the road is going to help?
You being a is going to help?
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. Calm down. Calm down.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
He apologized.
It's my fault.
He apologized.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? That didn't upset me. But
sorry.
That told me to calm down. What I'd like you to do is apologize instead of being a.
You're calling me. Sorry, but you're calling me. Set an example.
I'm sorry. My kids can't hear me calling you a.
The window's open.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Thank God. Thank God for Kids Bop.
Yeah,
she actually sticks out her tongue at one point, too. It's not a great look.
She's now Kids Bop Karen is who that woman is.
Oh, that's what they call
her. I wonder, now, does she have a job she's going to get fired from for this? Because, you know, that's the next thing. That's what happens now.
Mm. I don't think she'd be a great co-worker.
No.
Don't make a mistake around Karen.
Neighbor, someone on the condo board. You know, a person in front of you at Starbucks. I mean, these are all places we do not want Kids Bop Karen to be. Some people are just not good citizens. You know, they just don't get along well with others.
Or they're having, like, issues going on in their life, and they just decide to take it out on the wrong people. Yeah. That happens, too.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
Oh, the voice. Like, why does she almost go Valley Girl? In her arguing voice.
I don't know. I don't understand anything anymore.
No.
I refuse to answer further questions. Here we go.
Number two.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
Remember this?
Of course, yes.
Hours after revealing the January 31st release date of her third studio album, Treat Myself, Megan Trainor. Did I say Trainor? Trainor. Hey, Megan Trainor treated fans to a brand new track last night called Working On It, also featuring vocals by Lennon Stella and Sasha Sloan.
Who?
I know exactly what I thought as I read those words. It's the third single released from Trainor's upcoming 15-track Treat Myself.
You say I'm beautiful and I say you're full of nothing personal. I'm still not used to this, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You don't like that one?
She's kind of a one-hit wonder for me, because I really, really prefer this.
Kind of kids boppy?
Yeah.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
I'd like to play this underneath the woman who's complaining. It'll make me feel better.
Slowly turning it up.
I was honestly hoping for a Kids Bop Karen. I was like, maybe they just start blasting Kids Bop to drown out the yelling. Oh, boy.
All right, here we go. And finally.
Number one.
This is in Washington State. There was an adorable dog that is filmed howling at the top of his lungs and having the time of his life in the back of a car after he was given anesthetic at the vet.
Oh.
Scout, the golden retriever,
mm-hmm.
developed a hematoma, which is a collection of clotted blood after an injury in a blood vessel, right? Forcing him to have a little bit of surgery. But it was okay because it all got worked out in the surgery. But as Scout was making his full recovery, he might have just gotten a little stoned.
Not looking so good, honey.
It's like a slow motion howl.
I don't think they used too much there. Is it possible?
Poor thing.
It's almost a situation like, you know, when people video their kids after they have, like,
you see
oral surgery or something, and the kids don't know what it is, and they're, like, crying and all. And I always feel like that's abusive. I kind of now feel like this is abusive. I kind of feel like I feel really bad for Scout.
Speaking up for the dogs.
Yeah. That dog doesn't deserve internet fame for this.
They don't care.
Right. Scout's fine now, but still, yeah, that's probably
true. It will haunt him for the rest of his life, and he's only 4 years old, so, so he'll have to worry about his internet search history.
Oh, Scout, I'm with you. Who's a good boy?
The top five at five.